Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week, the hosts may be different, but don't worry, they are guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails their life. Now let's see what we're drinking.
Welcome to the DuoCast, and Colin is not muted now?
Nope, I'm here.
Perfect.
This is me.
Love it. Hi, it's Trent and Colin from Poor Quality, the show you're currently listening to.
This is different.
Yeah, this is a breakaway, a remix. Beyonce like breaking away from Destiny's Child.
Who's Beyonce in this case?
We are. We are together, Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Okay, I like that. So, okay.
Yeah, like, one of us could be Queen, one of us could be B.
Ooh, yeah. One of us could be Bay, one of us could be Anse.
Yeah. So, this is Poor Quality, so we'll hop off here with beers. And I didn't tell Colin the prompt beforehand, he wanted it hot.
Hot take.
This is our first ever duo cast. So, what famous duo does your beer remind you of?
Huh. Okay, you go
ahead. Or real? Okay, so I'm drinking the Yazoo Hefeweizen. It's, you know, from Nashville. I got it while I was in town and got just a few left, so it's kind of sad as they whittle down. But it's, like, banana-y, and it's sweet, and it's fun, and it's really easygoing. And maybe this is because I've been watching a ton of it recently because it's a really good filler show, but I've been watching Scrubs, so the beautiful bromance of JD and Turk. The guy love between two guys. Yeah, they're fun guys, and this is a fun beer, and it's easy to drink. And I watched Scrubs, like I said, just kind of when I have nothing else to watch. It's just my filler, so this is a good, I'm drinking a beer.
That's Archer for me. Archer's always my filler show. It's like, I don't want to, like I'm doing laundry or something, and
right.
Want something in the background, but I don't need to pay attention to it. Let's just turn on Archer, because I've seen it, like, two times all the way through. So
right.
Well, I'm drinking a American Blonde Ale from Cahaba Brewing in Birmingham, Alabama.
Nice.
And I was trying to, when I bought this, A, because it's Birmingham, so it's kind of close. But then B, I laugh at the brewing company because it's Cahaba, C-A-H-A-B-A, okay. Which reminds me of, like, how a person in, like, Boston might say Car Harbor. So it's a Cahaba.
That's so, pretty good.
So it's super light and kind of it's really light, very just easy to drink. I really want to go with a Boston couple, like a northern couple.
Oh, but come on, I could there's think the of would be, is
I can only think of Jersey Shore couples.
Oh no. Search within yourself. There's a really good one. It's a pair of dudes.
Northern.
Yes.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Let's go. This beer is a delicious pairing of Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Yay! Oh, I was hoping.
I didn't think, yeah, that's, yeah, it's good. It can go with anything. It's good. It's a good one.
Man, I hope everyone else had a good prompt, because I feel like this is a solid one.
You put some thought into that one.
I thought of it on my drive home from my super crazy day.
It was almost as good as the topic of which household appliance is in here.
Well, you know, Colin, I'm nothing if not an innovator. So,
in a weirder note, okay. I've been interviewing people at work, which is interesting because I have no HR experience.
Did you do the thing?
Oh, I absolutely wore the sweater before Christmas. Yes, 100%. I even brought a change of shirts because I was like, just in case I'm going to have a change of shirt in my car. So I went up and told my boss and I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm wearing this ridiculous sweater, but I have a change of shirt in my car for when I interview the guy. My boss looks at me and goes, wear the sweater. I was like, oh, okay.
Heck yeah.
so it got kind of like, out alphaed of my like move. So like, oh gosh,
that's awesome.
But yeah, so then we've actually had like two more, and I've been interviewing the guys, and it's just this weird, like, I don't know how to interview people. So, and also anytime you try to describe a job, it ultimately sounds boring or easy.
Yeah.
So I'm now describing this job and trying to make it sound not boring or easy. But I do, I mean, but just the nature of the work, it's going to be, you know, maybe sometimes boring. So it's just, it's tough to get across like a super accurate description of a job.
Right.
In usually what I have is about 10 minutes. So I'm like, gosh, okay. And I'm trying to like, he wants me to weigh the, my boss wants me to like weigh the person as like an individual with like, you know, how the personality the and yeah, I'm like,
he wants their like, measurements.
Yes. He's like I legitimately have like a grading sheet that I have to like fill out afterwards. And I'm like, I don't know. I guess he was pretty cool. He, you know, whatever, you know, kind of whatever. And then they get back and they're like, no, that was a bad candidate. I'm like, why am I here? Why am I doing this?
He was like a 34, 36, long and tall.
Six two. No, it's just, that's been weird. That's been a weird thing, but I've enjoyed it.
Are these people like your age or older than you or what's?
One guy was a year older than us. Well, he graduated May 2015, so that was interesting. Okay. And then one guy was 2014. So okay. Yeah, they're about our age.
So it'd be weird to like have you interviewing like a 40-year-old.
That's
person.
What I was so nervous about when they said we had the interview. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to interview like a grown man who is going to judge me way more than I would like.
Well, and sir, what are your qualifications?
Exactly. I was like, he's not going to take me seriously at all. This is just going to be like the worst.
And like that's the day you like are wearing a suit jacket that's just a little bit too big.
Mm-hmm. Or when it's like just too small, it's like the fat guy in the little coat thing.
Taco, what are you licking on that TV tray back there?
I just saw the tail.
He's right there.
One of our dogs eats dust.
Scarsh, scarsh, scarsh. Oh.
Yep. Yep.
I just eat my dust.
Gladly.
If you say so. Yeah, we just looked the other day and she was just like under like our little cabinet areas where there was some like dust bunnies and there was no food there. And all of a sudden she just comes up and she's like, nom, 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 nom. I'm like, you're a garbage dog. You're eating garbage.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, you know, we called our dogs vacuums. Cause if you drop food on the floor, you know, they eat it up. No problem.
That's
and
all
so
dogs,
maybe your dog's just taking it to the next level. It's just eating crumbs and dust bust. And
they know there was food once there. So they're like, it's probably still there.
It's probably still
some
there.
Some remnants of it.
Yeah. There's Cheeto dust on that clump.
So I'm going to be honest with you. This is kind of fun.
What? Just catching up?
The date cast.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
What are you?
No, the duos. The duos is good. I like the duos.
Oh. Yeah. No, I mean, that was...
I'm just trying to compliment your idea.
Oh, thank you. You had talked about stocking the beer fridge and what the process would be to actually get sponsors. And I thought you were talking literally like Matt and Chris just need to stock the beer fridge because they never have any beer, which made me think of another thought that I had this week. So it got a little bit slow at work, I think, on Tuesday. And I was on the Urban Outfitters apartment sale listings, seeing what all they had there. So I've gotten some like nice tapestries and some different household goods there before.
As you do.
Browsing through. As I do, I'm always shopping through that clearance. And I saw this really cute like teal pole, like French style, like old fashioned fridge. It was like a little mini fridge.
Okay.
And it had like igloo and a cool font. And I was like, man, like that's a really cool looking fridge. That would be like great to have in my studio for beers and some water and tea, like whatever. It'd be great to have. Just like a dedicated space for that. And I was like, you know what would be really cool? So if I put that fridge out in my living room and kind of dress it up a little bit, and like that was just the bevy fridge. Like if you're over, like that's yours. Like get whatever you want out of there whenever. Like don't ask. Like that's for you. And then I realized that I never, ever, ever entertain. No one's like ever over here. And it was just like such excitement about like, wow, how cool would that be? And then like, oh, We know who's the only person going to be using that somebody. Fridge, Trent. Yeah, it's like, that's just going to be beer and salsa. If we did that, so.
I've had that same thought where I'm like, wow, this would be so cool for this like special occasion. And I'm like, I'm never going to do that special occasion.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, never going
to happen. I'm trying to encourage the boys to like, hey, come to Des Moines. Des Moines is fun for like a weekend. Like, you could come for like a weekend. We can hang out.
Let me do a quick search here, Trent. Let me see how what the trip is like for me there to go from.
Well, it's like 10 hours to Nashville and then an extra hour and a half, right? So.
Yeah, I mean, theoretically.
It's like 12 hours.
11 and a half hours. Yeah. I can make that.
It's not bad. I made it. Made it for you.
That's a rough drive. That's a lot. Well, I mean, Huntsville to like where my family lives is 12, so.
Yeah, but like if you were doing it, ideally, you would like drive up to Nashville and then like drive with the rest of the boys probably, yeah?
Theoretically. And
that would be fun. Road trip.
It'd have to be a very long weekend.
Want to go over like how we met? Just while it's you and me?
Yeah, let's do that.
Can we can close out with that maybe? Just like a little short back and forth?
Sure. So we met. It was freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you were first semester freshman, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because you didn't get on that advanced track until later.
I have no idea. I was just along for the ride.
Well, at some point you got a semester ahead. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was our like first semester, and we had a speech class with a woman that looked like a carrot.
She was an interesting character.
I do not remember her name.
That's okay. It's probably for the better.
I actually just remembered her name. I'm not going to say it.
That's fine.
You can edit this out if you want to. Do you want me to say it? I think it was Dr. Lindsay.
Suzanne Lindsay.
Yep, that was it. Okay. Anyways, so we had a speech class, and the speech class was interesting because it was pretty much literally just that. And she would teach us about persuasive topics and how to persuade people. And then we would have, you know, that whole time where she never allowed us to write a speech, did she, Trent?
What? Like, write it out?
Yeah, she never wanted us to turn in a speech.
Yeah, she never wanted it scripted. She wanted an outline and then the actual dang thing.
Just note cards and cues and stuff like that. So the point it wasn't very far into the semester, like, where we sat in a little kind of set up. Where if you're at the
there's like maybe 16 kids in this class. Like, it wasn't huge at all.
No, it was very small.
It was weirdly intimate.
Very, very intimate for my first semester class. And so if you're looking at a U from the base, Trent sat at like the left corner of the base. And I sat in like middle of the left vertical, kind of. So, and again, it's only 16 people, so like, or less. So we're pretty close. And Trent at the time had the, like, never shout, never style kind of haircut going on. Am I wrong?
I can see if I can maybe salvage some of that out of this mop I got right now. But yeah, my hair was.
And this is coming across as an insult.
Real long and real emo. No, it was the look I was trying so very hard for.
That's pretty much it right there.
I can't see. Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Probably more on the
maybe
forehead.
A little straighter.
I wasn't, longer on the sides. But anyways, that's pretty like 2000 emo right there.
That's it. That's what you had. That's the idea. So this guy walks in, and
for like, everyone listening,
everyone listening about that great haircut he had.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then we kind of started giving speeches. But even during the class, you know, I kind of. Look, and it's one of those situations where it's like, hey, that looks like a cool dude. I'd like to be friends with that dude. I don't know how to start, you know, a friendship, because this is still the first semester of college and I'm an awkward, introverted guy. So I'm just going to sit here and kind of just wish that we were friends. And then you gave a speech on Tolkien.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave a speech on bioluminescence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember the other two. Or one.
Tumblr and magic mushrooms.
Yes, that was your series of speeches, which describes you as a person to this day.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And then, so I'm checking my computer battery. I'm okay. I have 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then, I guess from your point of view, then, what, you went on to have class with Zan,
Tatum. My roommate. Zan and Tatum.
Right. Yes. But I guess from my point of view, it was Zan because
right.
you would come over to Zan, our room, all the time, sophomore year.
Yeah, Zan and I were put on a couple of different accounting group projects, so we were palling about.
So every now and then, Trent would just kind of like pop in and talk about finance with Zan. And it was kind of like, hey, we had a class together. And he was like, yeah, we had a class together. And I was like, cool. And that was kind of it again. And then I think it was it junior year then?
Dr. Yes. Kirk? Yeah.
So then our junior year, we had one of our favorite teachers ever. And I was really good friends with...
Tops for me, Dr. Crook. If you ever listen, you're number one.
Just the best. The absolute best.
The best.
But so in that class, I was really good friends with Tatum, one of my friends from like freshman year. And him and this girl that we both knew were sitting up at the top. And Trent... So it was like 1, 2, 3, empty chair, Trent. But Trent would always also talk to us. And so eventually Trent just merged the gap and it was 1, 2, 3, 4. So it was all four of us up there and we called ourselves the Roost.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's when Trent and I actually became, I would say, friends. But I think we both kind of, you know, knew each other. So it was not like a weird jumping off point.
Yeah.
But so then we had that class. That's when we started actually hanging out outside of school. And then, that's where you're still trying to get me to play League. And then we had another class our senior year, which was his last semester, senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was with Dr. Crook again. Again, shout out to DC. And yeah, that's kind of from my point of view, at least.
Yeah, and you did a great job. You've got an impeccable memory.
It wasn't very far. I'm not very far removed. Class.
It was just terrifying for me. I just could not. Before the night of a speech, I'd be like, I could be sick tomorrow. I could find a way to puke right now. I could make it happen. And I just did not look forward to that class at all. And then, yeah, I think I had a class with Tatum, and so that's kind of why I sat up close by him. But like, you had gotten there earlier, and like, you knew him better. So like, you guys were in the guy. I was like, oh, I'll just sit like in this area. I always just try to sit in the back room vicinity. If I can, just because that's where I like to be. I like to be removed from the hubbub.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I'm a very good student. I'm not trying to cause any trouble. I just like to be away.
You just want to learn and get out.
Yeah. So I think that's why I was sitting up there. And then I would say I remember going up, and I think Zan like had me like come into your guys' room, and I think you were listening to something like heavy that I listened to. I was like, oh, like, I didn't know, like, you were in this music as well. Like, I knew Zan was into it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, like, that's cool. And then I would say, like, a huge jumping off point was when we went to the A Day to Remember Ring the Horizon concert, and you just had an extra ticket, and you're just like, you want to go? And I was like, yeah. Are you kidding? And so we had a very fun mandate. I lost my voice.
I think we all did. That one girl.
Like, okay, like, we just need to, like,
that one girl was very interested in you.
Yeah, and then there was like that mom and dad in front of us. It was just like, oh, okay.
It was a weird crowd sitting in these stages or like the bleachers of a, I guess, metal concert is a very interesting experience.
It was a lot of fun though, and I think that's when we're like, okay, like we like need to make a lot of effort to hang out outside of class because.
And then we did, and I would come over a lot, and we would play League, and we would
host a podcast together now.
And now we podcast together, and I still don't play League, but we're working on it. We're working on it. What's the deal? What's the deal now?
Yeah.
One a month.
Like, what are we look? What? Oh, that's what I think so.
That's what I have to do now.
Yeah.
Forever playing Nash. If you do that, like I'll
buy Overwatch or something.
Forever playing Nash.
So, yeah, that's fine. Might have to fight Zach, but that's okay. So we're talking about being in Bridgestone Arena for the Bring the Horizon concert where Colin and I fell in love with each other's friendship. And our lovely opening and closing tunes and mid-tunes this show, Waker, they actually just played at Bridgestone at a Preds game during the halftime. So that was pretty cool for them.
Congrats to them. That's cool.
Yeah. So we're going to close up our little section here. And because this show is more, really meant more of a catch up and less of let's make funny jokes and see who can goof it the best. We're just going to, I think, go back to our beers and kind of kick it old style and get some nicknames there. So, Colin.
I've been Colin Cahaba. Parker.
And I've been Trent Eagle Safford.
That was good.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that, so that's why I was like, let's do that. I can't speak for the rest of the guys, but I'm assuming they're all poor quality.
Poorest of quality.
Colin. Yeah, but you know what, Colin?
What did you
expect?
Well, I mean, you know, you expect? We're 10 episodes in. Come on. You know it by now.
I mean, how can I trust anyone else to make sure that their podcasts are good if I'm not on it?
Exactly. You're the glue that holds poor quality together.
And off we go into the wild blue yonder, flying high.
Oh, gosh, Mike, Zach? You could just sing to me all day.
Don't you know the Navy theme song, Zach? Everybody knows the Navy theme song. Wait, that's not Navy, that's Air Force. Yikes.
Not and much of a just sailor, how it should go.
I've got my sailor mouth up here in Wisconsin, I suppose. but just like it should go, welcome to Poor Quality. This is the Mike and Zach edition, though. Isn't that
ow,
right, Zach?
Ow. Just me and Mikey boy.
Ooh-hoo. Yeah, we're getting cozy. We're getting cute. We're cuddling up by the fireplace, and we got a nice big blanket around our shoulders.
Very intimate.
And we are nestling up for a night of comedy.
Yeah.
And fun.
You guys are in for a real treat.
Lucky you. Trent has probably explained this, but yeah, we're doing a little one-on-one thing, and we're going to, I guess, just go for it. I am drinking another point. I started drinking this beer halfway through the previous podcast episode, episode 9. It is a Snow Pilot pistachio nut brown ale. It's very, very, very crisp, and it's really sweet. You can taste like the pistachios that they must have brewed them with, and there's the squirrel on the front of it. It's super cute. Any ideas on how we should describe these?
Yeah. Zach? What haircut does that beer remind you of?
Hold on. That's good. I imagine like a big head of like curly, curly hair. Like it doesn't really flow down to the shoulders as much. It's not an afro, but it really, really puffs up like an afro. Except it's like, it's very tasteful. It's well done. It looks like a guy who just got done bumming off the mountain, bro, and just shredding the pow for days.
Okay, I got you.
All right, yeah. Okay.
I'm drinking a Fat Tire from New Belgium.
Ooh.
One of my favorite just like casual drinking beers. It's so like, easy going or whatever. Anyways, I think for a haircut, it kind of reminds me of like Jeff Bridges' hair from The Big Lebowski. Because it's just like an easy drinking, laid back. It's like, you know, if the dude drank beer instead of White Russians,
yeah, it would be this the dude abides to that beer in particular. That is awesome. I love it because I can actually have a picture in my mind for that reference. Mm-hmm. The first time Matt said Sigourney Weaver, I had no idea who Sigourney Weaver was. And I love when I can get a joke right from the start. So thank you for that, Zach.
I went out on a limb there, but I'm glad no, you came I like with it. Me.
I like it. I'm glad we're all right there.
So to start off these duo episodes, I don't know if this one will come out fresh or not, but to start off Mike and I's duo episode, I want to hear
And isn't that really what the episode is about?
Right, just us being
just us. Yep. We better be first, whoever edited this.
If not, you'll have some splaining to do.
You're going to answer to me.
I want to hear about some of Mike's live shows that he played up in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking, Zach. I've been up here for a couple weeks now, and I played a couple live shows at a restaurant called PJ's at Connected to Central World here in Stevens Point. They set me up in like this really cool lounge space and basically just said, go ahead and play. And I had 2 hours allotted time, which was more than I had ever like played before. Maximum has been like 40 minutes in the past probably. So this was totally different. And it was just me. So it was very unplugged and really intimate, which I loved. So I like from the start, I tried to just kind of do my flow. But like there was so much support from like all my friends who like live here in Point, and like even all their parents who like showed up, and like people that my mom invited, and like my dad and his friends, and like gosh, it was really, really cool. Plus the bartender was a buddy of mine, and he was just like letting me have some free drinks, and like we were just getting kind of swifty playing music and hanging out. It was a blast, and now I'm just excited to do it again, man.
Yeah,
I love doing that stuff.
That sounds awesome. I was always like Trent. I just kind of followed around in high school, and he played a couple live shows here and there. And it was always super, super fun to just go and like hang out and just see people in a performance setting.
What I wish I could have seen Trent perform when he was, when you guys were like growing up together. Cause I don't think I've ever seen Trent perform to this day, but I would love to see how that, like he's developed in his setting. Cause I know like as a performer, I guess like you come a long way and you learn a lot very quickly. The learning curve is super sharp, but also it's fun to like think back to how it was like way back when. And I know that you were there for it. So I'd like to compare the two.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting.
It was pretty great. Like looking back on it now, we were probably like the goofiest, most out of place, like nerdy looking high school boys around, but, It was good. What was your first performance like?
Oh, bad. I was in this band, Point Blank. We talked about it before. And I was like doing a musical at my junior high. And we played. Why did we do this? We played at the like intermission between the first and second act of this junior high like musical. And we just played one song and it was Headstrong. Headstrong, I'll take you on. who is that Trapped that sings that? We sang a single song and that was the cover that we chose. And it was hilariously bad, like looking back. But
you were headstrong. You didn't know any better.
And I'll take you on. I'll take on anyone.
If you don't like an intermission,
you better sit down, old man. I'm singing to you.
That's awesome.
Oh my god.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear the performances went well. How many have you done?
That was cool. I did two at that restaurant, and I've done one house show in Nashville so far. But I just emailed some venues, so as soon as I get back, we're gonna really get into some full swing in motions.
Cool.
Full range. So I'm going to cover all the bases and kind of see where it goes. Because right now it's mostly like a hobby type of deal for me because I am a student and I am working. And I do have some like things on my plate, but it's like super important to me still. So I want to keep it going. So we'll see where it takes me.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Where am I going? Yeah.
Your EP is not 2 hours long, right? I know that was rhetorical.
Played a lot of covers. I played some covers that maybe I not shouldn't have, but some that I just did not do them justice. But not many people noticed. They still gave me tips, so it's cool, right?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. I'm sure as long as you waited until later in the night, you were good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good. Everybody was drinking anyway. It's Wisconsin. Everybody's just hammered.
It's cold and we're drunk. Go away.
Give me a beer, please, so I can listen to this fellow up there.
He's just pretty good.
He's okay. I hear he's from Nashville. He better be good.
That probably means he knows what he's talking about there, eh?
He knows at least a thing or two, huh? Gosh, you'd be surprised at how actually thick the accents are. I was at the Wooden Chair getting breakfast, which is like my favorite breakfast spot in the world. And this old woman like walks up and like pours my coffee. She's like, oh, can I start you with maybe some coffee cake? Or do you want to maybe I'll go get you some eggs right away or no? And I was like, oh, my God, you are my grandma.
I was going to say, my grandma's not even from Wisconsin, and I immediately thought of her.
It was so genuine. Grandma-isms. I loved it. Man. It felt so homey.
I think grandmas might be like my favorite demographic of people.
If you were to make a product you'd like to sell to grandparents?
Yeah.
You try to hone in on them?
Right.
What about grandparents makes you tick, Zach? what gets you really raring?
I don't know. They're either always like super sage and wise or like just downright goofy, or like you can imagine them like in their prime and it's just awesome. Like, I don't know. I'm always so sweet. That is awesome. Nice.
Oh, I love seeing like old couples taking a stroll in the park and holding hands. Yeah, I just want to ask them everything.
Nothing cuter.
Who are you? It is so cute.
Nothing cuter.
That's the next Brad Pitt movie with Sigourney Weaver. No, we can't go there.
This old Brad Pitt and Sigourney Weaver walking in the park together.
Well, Brad Pitt with like all the really, really bad old guy makeup. And like, well, was he in the, what movie was that?
Where like
he was?
Benjamin Button, I think.
Yes, precisely. That's the movie. See, I told you I'm bad at references. It's not my specialty.
No, it's fine. It'll be like Benjamin Button 2. It's reversed, but now Sigourney Weaver has Benjamin Button.
Back to normal with Sigourney Weaver.
He's old in a young body.
Who is he actually? He could be 13 for all I know. It's a blockbuster hit. Zach, I want to hear a little bit about... are you on like a workout regime?
Ooh, right now? yeah. I've been going to the gym for, well, I guess it's kind of weird. We went once the first week and once the second week, but the last 3 weeks we've been going twice a week. So just kind of trying to ease into it and build some habits. But
that's cool.
Yeah.
You and Lita?
No, I'm going with a buddy from here. His name is Ben. Shout out to Ben. I don't know if he listens or not, but
shout out to Ben. Get those gains, son.
You my homie boy. It's really funny because he's a choir director at like a small Iowa school.
Oh really?
Yeah. And he's 6'5", I believe.
Oh, that's a big boy.
Maybe 185 pounds. Like he's very thin.
Yeah.
So he's trying to lift to bulk, I believe. Bit. And right. I am not that. I'm 6'5" and almost 300 pounds. we're literally Timon and Pumbaa walking around the gym.
that's a good reference.
What we're doing. Yeah.
Oh, is this like a New Year's resolution deal that you're doing?
Kind of. I don't know. I'm trying not to call it that because I feel like those never work out.
I get that. I do get that.
But yeah, definitely. I don't know. 2016 was just a kind of a funky year and hopefully
didn't have as much of a chance.
Better. Right.
Well, good for you, man. That's a good step.
Thanks.
It's totally cool because it's good for you and I'm going to live longer or something. I hope so. That'd be really sucky if I got to like 40. I just had a heart attack. Drop dead, Mike. Your Apple Watch didn't help you at all. Your heart rate sucks.
That's really cool. I didn't know that you like had that passion for it. I just like I knew that you worked out and that you were a fit, good-looking boy, but I didn't realize that it had been, like, it was so important to you.
Yeah, I think that is, thank you. I'm glad that, like, it has become a part of my life, I guess, because in high school, I went through some times where, like, it wasn't necessarily bullying. There was some bullying in elementary school for, like, weight, which shouldn't not be, that sucks for, like, kids, but it, I don't know. It gave me, I guess, the drive to, like, make changes in my life. And now I look back and I realize I really didn't do it for anyone else but myself. So that's what I think I take from it now. And that's what I'm going to continue to do until I have my heart attack when I'm 40. Mark it on the calendar. Then it's game over.
Well, that's super cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thanks, brother. Hey, let's get out of the weight room. I'm gonna clean up these dumbbells and such, and I want to ask you.
We'll re-rack our weights.
Yeah, I want to ask you a little bit more about your job at the brewery, because I love seeing your Snapchats, and I just want to hear your day to day. Like what? Sure. What do you? Yeah. What do you do on an average Monday? Go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Your whole life.
Well, I wake up in the morning and then I get in the shower. No,
it all started in 1991. I don't know what year you were born.
Three.
Damn. Three. Not 91. That was an awful guess. Anyway.
Okay. I look older than I am. Babes dig it.
Love the beard. It's really gray.
Yeah, they call me Zach Graybeard. Anyways. So I work at a smaller brewery right now. We're currently expanding, but we started out with a 3-barrel system, which means we make about 100 gallons of beer per batch. So it's really small. It's really hands-on. It's really intensive, work intensive to try and take care of something. Like, we don't have a lot of automated processes, like bigger breweries do.
I think process eyes. Processes.
Anyways, so Mondays we roll in. We clean some of our holding tanks downstairs, bright tanks downstairs, and then we transfer beer downstairs. We usually do 2 beers each Monday. Then that sets us up. We have 2 empty fermenting tanks for 2 brew days throughout the week, which we normally do on Tuesday and Thursday. And then Wednesday and Friday spent doing a little bit of cleaning, making sure that our tanks stay nice and stainlessy. Mm-hmm.
And gotta keep the beer clean
for brew days. So
that's neat.
It's it's super fun. I'm learning a lot. I didn't really know anything about beer before I started there, and
I guess it's a sharp learning curve. You kind of have to know.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. Beer is both, like, the simplest process in the world and one of the most complicated. There's really, like, usually only 4 main ingredients to beer. Like, hops, water, malt, and yeast. Mm-hmm. But, like, there are so many different ways to combine them and so many different flavors that you can get and so many different types of malts and hops and yeast and different water profiles. And yeast is a living thing, so you're never really sure, like, if it's going to go well or not without a really expensive lab and a lot of tests. You can get...
Dang.
Like, depending on the temperature of the beer during fermentation, you can get weird off flavors or... It's a fun process. Like, it's simple in concept and incredibly detailed in...
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that, because on such a small scale, like, how many people work at the brewery you work at?
It's kind of weird right now because we're in a transition. Uh-huh. Before we started at our new brewery, there were 2 of us running the beer. We made usually around 200 to 300 gallons a week.
All right.
And
how many bottles is that?
That was pretty sustainable. Now I actually feel like I should do the math. Okay.
Maybe
half a gallon is 64 ounces. There. Yeah, so there are 8 beers per gallon. So it's about 800 beers.
Okay.
Per batch.
And you do how many batches a week?
Usually 2.
Okay. That's a lot of beer. And then do you have
It can be a little more, a little less, but...
I've seen you, bartend. Is that the, brewery? You bartend at the brewery? It just has, something connected to it? that like mm-hmm. is a yep. that's cool. Man, I'd love yeah, so that sort of thing.
I think we're technically considered like a brew pub. We are considered a brew pub because we have a kitchen and we make our own beer and sell it there. So we sell most of the beer that we make there at the brew pub for right now.
Do you have, like, I know you have a really big role in, like, crafting some of the concoctions that you come up with.
With our expansion, though, we're taking over the old, there's an old Wonder Bread factory in downtown Waterloo. And we're renovating that and putting in a 20-barrel brew house in a huge, like, hey. Production facility.
How about that? Making moves.
Yeah. That's kind of exciting. So
yeah, I'd say.
Hopefully with that, we'll be able to start distributing and eventually there will be a canning line put in and we'll be able to distribute cans and kegs and
that's stuff awesome, like that. Dude. Are you planning to like stick around with, what's the name of the brewing, I guess, just call it a brewery? Should I just call it a brewery?
Yeah, that's cool. Yep.
A brew pub.
It's Single Speed Brewing fine. Company.
Single Speed. Okay. I honestly need to come and see that with Matt and Chris. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Make the hike.
I mean, next time you guys are in Stevens Point. I think it was only like a 3 or 4 hour drive.
That's not bad at all.
5 or 6, but yeah.
That's very reasonable.
I like it. It's pretty cool. So
I think that's next on my bucket list. My bucket list of Stevens Point to anywhere adventures. Isn't that
Stevens
what,
Point to get me out of Stevens Point?
That's what your 20s are about. Please let me leave. I can't be here anymore. Oh, speaking of can't be here anymore, it is about time for us to wrap her up. I did want to talk a little bit more about one thing that I'm doing in the upcoming week. It's okay, but I please edit this, Matt. That last sentence was really awful. But anywho, I'm going to Colorado next week, and I'm going to be just shredding some pow on a little snowboard trip. So Zach and I are recording a little early, but it's nice to be able to talk to this bundle of joy two nights in a row. Cheers to you, Zach. So what is our... Oh, I have been... I didn't say anything. I
like Michael Headstrong Wadena.
I think I've been Michael Headstrong Wadena. I was going to say Michael Old Brad Pitt Wadena, but that didn't make sense.
Ooh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I've been Michael Headstrong Wadena.
You've been Michael Headstrong Old Brad Pitt
Wadena. It's so good.
I really didn't say anything funny.
No, you're good.
I've been Zach. Oh gosh, I should actually do the math now. Schroeder.
800 beers or so, give or take. Schroeder.
Oh yeah, it's about 3 to 6. Wait, no, 6 to 9.
Wait. Backtrack a sec.
Well, folks.
No, you can't. Wait. How many? Wait. What was your final draft on your nickname?
I don't know. It was just bad. I've been Zach. Casually weightlifting Schroeder.
I love that. Hey, if we're the last duo, we love you. But if we're not, enjoy whoever's next. Ooh.
Yeah.
That was really good. Super poor quality. Feels good. And that was fun. I like that.
No, I'm good.
I'll hold it. It'll make me sound like I'm on the edge of my chair the whole episode. It'll have that anticipation that people love in their audio experience.
Right. The sound of clenching.
So, So, we're here. This is Duos by Chris and Matt. I'm Chris. Wait.
I'm Matt.
No, we did that wrong. Let's start over. Hi, I'm Chris. So, Chris, tell me what you're drinking.
Well, I am drinking a little bit of amaretto.
What is that?
That's a good question. I don't actually know, because I just tried it the other day at a wedding. It was a friend's wedding. Good friend of mine from Belmont times. And his wedding was in Ohio, so...
So you got to travel.
It's a good time.
We all had a class together. Was that where you met him? In
Audio One. Yep.
With... Who was our professor? I don't remember his name.
Kelly Ford.
Nice. I had a vanilla, not your father's vanilla, which is not your father's root beer, but the cream soda version. I don't know. Have you had that?
I think I had a taste once.
It's delicious.
It sounds good.
It's like cream soda, just like I said it was. Brilliant. See, I know what I'm talking about. You mentioned you went to a wedding.
Yes.
And you had a plus one from what
I did, which when I first found out about the wedding and did not expect that to happen.
There you go. Chris, how long have you been dating Miss Elizabeth?
It'll be 3 months on Sunday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's gone by quick.
Time has gone by really quick. I remember you first talking about her. I remember you first talking about your first messages between you and her. Okay, so your first time you met up was not your first date, if I recall.
It is kind of known as that now.
Okay.
Initially, it was like, all right, this is just meeting and seeing if this is okay.
Making sure you're both real people.
Right. Because we had talked for, like, I think 2 weeks before that, like, pretty solidly.
And a lot. Like, you had scrolled through some of the messages.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
And I'm big on the random question game.
Yes.
So we found out a lot about each other real quick.
Chris is what you call a listener. Don't know if you can tell from...
From the podcast
that Hannah told me that there was one episode where she didn't know you were in it until halfway through the episode, and you said something, and she was like, "Wait, Chris is here?" But Penny wants to be a part of the podcast too. Come here, Penny. It's okay.
But yeah, our first meeting was, she mentioned she was on the bowling team in high school. So it's like, let's go bowling, because no one ever wants to go bowling.
No, it's
like, I always enjoy your classic response. It's a quote from whatever.
Jim Gaffigan. Yep. Or let's go bowling, or we could hang ourselves.
But yeah, we went bowling, and it was a little awkward at first, because I'm just awkward at first.
Because you're used to the really small ball.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely it. It wasn't that I was nervous.
Because you don't play real bowling back in Massachusetts.
That's true. We play candle pin.
That's not a thing. That's the children. That's for babies.
It's like skee ball, but bowling.
But not bowling.
But yeah, so we did that, and then we proceeded to talk on the porch till 2 a.m.
Hey, that's how you know. Yeah, that's saying
a good time. We covered a lot of topics too. And Hannah met at school.
Hannah and I did meet at school. So the first time I ever saw Hannah was on a choir retreat. And I remember specifically because I was just goofing around with some of my friends. And I saw her walking up towards me. And I was just completely awestruck. I just stared at her. I did. I just stared at her. And I continued to do that for 2 years. I never talked to her. I always... She doesn't believe me when I say this, but honestly, I was convinced that she was way too pretty to talk to. I was super intimidated by her, and we talked about this later, but like apparently she felt the same way about me, which is hilarious. And we were always dating other people through the 2 years that we kind of stared at each other from across the room. And one day, my really good friend Celia from back home was driving me to school because she would pick me up in the mornings, and we were at a red light, and she turned to me and she said, "You know Hannah's like into you, right?" I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yeah." Hannah's like, India. I was like, there's no way. She said, yeah, she told me, and you need to do something about that, like, now. And that weekend, I broke up with my girlfriend. And I think a couple weeks after that, Hannah and I started dating. And we haven't stopped since.
Nice.
Yes. It was, I don't know, I remember specifically thinking, if I don't try right now, if I just go, because this is my senior year. She had another year of high school, but this is my senior year. I came down to Tennessee like the next, end of the next summer. So this was right before the end of the summer when we first started talking. And then we started dating like a couple weeks after we started talking. So I remember thinking, if we don't try this summer, I'm always going to wonder. There's always going to be a part of me that thinks, what if we never went for it?
Right.
And here we are, engaged. Woo. To those of you listening, I just dabbed.
It was a joyous dab.
It was a dab of joy. Oh boy. Okay. What are your five top favorite things about Elizabeth? Starting with number five.
Oh man.
This is off the dome. This is not prepared. Five.
Okay.
While he's thinking, I'll think of my five favorite things about Elizabeth.
How about Hannah?
I'll think of five things about Hannah.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, okay. And I'm Chris. Perfect. That'll work out great.
She's just like a super nice person and very caring. And I don't know. I always appreciate when someone can listen to you as attentively as you listen to them.
That's not something I imagine you find very often, because you are the most attentive listener that I know. Incredible. It's amazing.
So that's definitely one of them, because, I don't know, back to the pet peeves, I don't know if I listed this one, but like when someone just looks like they've zoned out when you start talking about something, or especially when they ask you about something and then zone out, it's like, okay,
that's cool.
So definitely, yeah, she's a great caring person. She's a good listener. I really like, not that it matters. I think it can definitely go either way in a relationship, either that you're compliments to each other or that you're very similar, but she's definitely very similar. And as I mentioned before, we agree on a lot of things and have kind of similar backgrounds. Four, she's just really fun to be around. She has a great personality. She's funny. She's, I don't know. I feel like I'm listing all like the super cliche, like she's funny, she's smart.
It's a cliche. Also, on that note, I've never heard you giggle as much as when you're with her. Like his room is right next to the bathroom, so if they're hanging out in his room, like, watching a show or just hanging out and talking, I'll walk by and just... just like, okay. Children! Stop having so much fun.
See, this one kind of fits into the rest, but just the fact that we're so similar, like, I would definitely take a while to warm up to people. And I warmed up to her, like, really fast, and I think she warmed up to me pretty fast, too. And we definitely just get along really well, and I definitely feel comfortable around her, and, like, I can just be myself, which is really cool.
I feel like that has a lot to do with the initial openness you had with each other, like, right off the bat. Even in your first messages to each other, you guys really just were like, hey, I haven't had the most amazing relationships throughout my life. I want this to be something honest and real. And you guys got a lot of stuff out of the way right off the bat. Yeah, like you said, like you guys were up until 2 a.m. talking about all sorts of stuff that some people don't ever talk about in a relationship. Like a lot of people never get there.
Right.
So you guys were able to cover a lot of ground really early. And then.
Yeah, it still feels really strange because like we're like, I feel like I knew you for a while before we met on Tinder. Like,
right.
Yeah. And also like we kind of both forget, like we've talked about this, we both forget that we met on Tinder. It's like, oh, right.
I mean, even I do, because I spend so much time thinking about you too. Yeah. no, but I mean, you guys have a natural relationship, even if it may have started on Tinder, which, I mean, my personal feelings about Tinder are just because I've seen it abused, and I just I've seen the dark side of Tinder, and I'm not a fan of it. But like, you guys are able to make a really nice natural relationship out of something that I personally would consider pretty unnatural, and I mean, you guys are nailing it right now as far as I can see.
Yeah, no, and I definitely think there's some truth to it feeling unnatural at first, but I don't know, it definitely feels natural now, so that's good.
Yeah, that's important. That's good. Yeah, it feels really stiff and weird. I don't know. It feels
kind of supernatural, like she's a ghost. Whoa. She didn't mention that in her profile.
Yeah, and I haven't ever actually seen her.
Yeah, I was wondering why it was just a blank background in the in her pictures. I fell
in love with a ghost. Is that why you've been doing so much pottery?
What?
That's a movie reference.
Sorry.
The ghost where they're doing the pottery. In the movie Ghost.
Oh. Yeah, haven't seen that.
It's okay. I'm just looking at your face like... No, okay.
See, maybe our listeners will appreciate that.
I think my parents will.
Okay, good. And I'm going to go watch that movie quick and come back.
That's my target audience, my parents. Hi, Mom and Dad.
So, what are your five things? I think I was close to
five. No, you nailed it. Five was good. I want to kind of piggyback off of some of yours, because you had some really good ones. I think... one thing you said was that you and Elizabeth are really similar and come from similar backgrounds. And one thing that I actually really like about my relationship with Hannah is that we come from very different backgrounds. Very, very, very different backgrounds. She was raised Christian, conservative, Republican. I was raised liberal. Liberal. It's, my dad works at a local university in central Wisconsin, or it worked. He's retired now, so now he's even more of a hippie. And my mom is a seventh grade science teacher. So I mean, like, they're the tree huggingest liberalist people that I know. Almost as liberal as my sister. So I mean, that contradicted a lot.
Talk about the elephant in the room.
That was good. So I mean, we and even still, we have a lot of sort of different ideas, and because of the backgrounds that we come from. But that's one thing that I really love about the dynamic of our relationship, because we both challenge each other a lot, and we both. One reason we've been able to make this work, because a lot of people are like, you know, a lot of people are not into dating somebody on the other side of the aisle, mm-hmm. in terms of religion a lot of the time, in terms of even politics a lot of the time. People are very nervous about that, because it's really easy to get heightened feelings about stuff and to get into fights. But we've both, and this will be my second thing, she is incredibly intelligent. Like, I can't even, she is so much smarter than me. And it blows my mind. She is incredibly intelligent. And I am very quick. I don't think I'm unintelligent, but she is really intelligent. But I very much like to play both sides and devil's advocate a lot of the stuff, which she's not incredibly used to from her upbringing. And we both, because of her solid, you know, statements and beliefs, and my sort of, well, maybe it's like this, like, we both really challenge each other, and we're both able to listen to each other's sides and really learn from each other. And that's something that's really made our relationship fun and interesting and even stronger. We've taken our differences and made something really strong. And I'm really proud of that. And I absolutely love that about our relationship. So we're different. She's intelligent. Two things. The third thing, there are not a lot of people that can make me just laugh. Like, just really laugh for real.
Mm-hmm.
She is one of those people that is just, and this comes back to her intelligence. She just blows my mind and can really, really make me laugh. And that's something that is incredibly important to me.
Yeah, you're generally kind of the comedian, so to make the comedian laugh.
Right. No, I have spent so much of my life studying comedy. Because until about my senior year of high school, I was the kid that would say something and then everybody would just... be silent. And it was and I always felt awkward and weird, and my friends would make fun of me for never being funny. So I spent like years and years studying stand-up comedians and just loving the art form of comedy, and so I have a really deep appreciation for laughter and humor. And And I don't want to say comedy again because I said it like 8 times in the last sentence, but comedy.
Classic.
Comedy. But really, she really can make me laugh. And just offhanded comments, like not even trying to say something funny, but just a quick thing she'll say and I will just fall over. it's incredible. And that's something I love about her. She is one of the most empathetic people that I know. And sometimes it gets in the way for her to feel so much empathy for almost anything that she hears or sees but it is a beautiful part about her that I know I'm not always the most empathetic person. I sometimes struggle as an American feeling like you know, kind of like, okay, you got this problem, get over it and keep moving on. Which is not very sensitive, and it doesn't work with every situation or everybody, but she has this empathy and this ability to connect with people on an emotional level, even people she's never even met. And, mm-hmm. and I just, that's just stunning to me. Like I appreciate that part of her so much. And she, it's just incredible that somebody can have so much compassion for so many people. And like I said, it can be hard for her sometimes because like she'll read about something sad and then be sad. And I'm like, hey, why are you sad? She's like, I read something. I was like, okay. You know, but it's a beautiful trait about her. And I've learned to have more of it because of her. And I really appreciate her for that.
Mm-hmm.
And number 5, she loves me. and I don't know if that's weird to say, but like the fact that I love her so much and that she can reciprocate that, and I know in my heart that she does. I have a real big problem personally with believing people are honest. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say I'm throwing up air quotes here, trust issues, because everybody's got trust issues. But I really struggle with people being genuine. And because I always somehow, for whatever reason, my mind always is like, there's a motive behind that and I can figure it out. And then it's not genuine and you don't really feel that way. And it's not a great way to live. I'm struggling with it. I'm figuring it out because I know people are nicer than I feel like I think they are.
Right.
But for some reason, I believe her. I believe that she loves me like I love her. And that is something that just means so much to me.
You know, and I mean, I get what you're saying, like, that sounds silly off the bat, but it's really not, because, like, I definitely have struggled with the same thing, and I still do, but definitely when you find someone that you can actually believe it, it's a nice thing.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
And I can always feel that when I'm with Hannah that she wants to be there with me, and I always want to be with her, even if we're at odds, even if we're mad at each other, even when you know, I'm driving and I'm driving too fast and she's upset at me for driving too fast and I'm upset at her for being upset at me for driving too fast because I want to get there. We got to get there. And she's like, go the speed limit. And I'm like, ah, I love you. So I'm so appreciative. And like you said, breaking it down to five is really tough.
Yeah, it is. Because I definitely have more.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I've got so much more.
Yeah. But well, especially you, it's been what?
Oh, it's been four and a half years.
Okay, yeah.
5 years in May, and we're engaged.
Right.
I mean, it's... We've got a lot of history together.
I don't know. Oh, I guess I didn't mention the whole smart thing. Like, I did the... What's the classic thing? It's like, you're nice, you're pretty, you're smart.
I don't think either of us mentioned how pretty.
That's true. Yeah, I guess we didn't.
Our ladies are, and I feel like that's we both have that sort of respect that we feel. I feel like yeah. We both feel like it would be almost offensive,
right,
to say that,
even though but, it's like it's not. But like, no, you no, need to mention the person first.
Exactly. More. At the same time, like if we don't mention it, then like that's offensive too.
Right.
It's so hard to be a guy.
Right. We have so many problems.
I got a super hot fiance. And yeah, that's 1 through 5 for me. Yeah, I'm just going to edit that in. I'm going to say 1 through 5, hot. Okay, that's it.
There you go. Yeah, I would say that Elizabeth is a beautiful individual.
Oh yeah, beautiful is what I meant to say.
I don't know. I still like
inside and
I think,
out.
No, but I think it is important to use the word hot sometimes because everyone wants to feel hot.
Yes.
But also like I have trouble saying it sometimes. I'm like, this feels weird to
you
say.
You feel a little scummy.
That was the word that was in my head.
No, I know. And I've always kind of, you and I have walked this same line, I feel, in terms of having a, we both have a deep respect for women,
mm-hmm.
but we also know that, you know, there are times when it's okay to say stuff like, oh, that she's hot,
mm-hmm.
because it's, that is something special in its own way. Now, if you go up to a woman at the beach, snap her swimsuit, slap her butt and say, hey, hottie, like, that's not.
And a little whistle.
Yeah, a whistle. Yeah, you do. Kind of like that? Okay, so.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I can't do the whole finger whistle.
No, I can't either. And I haven't really had a lot of time to...
Oh, there's the cat call.
That is. That's the cat call. Oh, Chris, you nailed it! but there's definitely a time and place, and that's something that... What, Penny? Yes, you're a hot kitty. Oh,
and then the smart thing. I definitely know she's really smart, and she definitely comes off as smart. I mean, she started as an engineering major and then switched to nursing.
Oh, boy.
And is now working full-time as a nurse while taking classes.
She's got really weird hours.
Yeah, she works nights. But, no, nice. She's... That's something that I definitely appreciate in her, is that she's so... dedicated to what she's doing and like just very,
I mean that's an intense commitment.
Yeah,
I mean that, yeah, I got a lot of respect for that.
That's the word, respect. Yeah, I have a huge respect, a lot of respect for her.
I have a huge respect as well.
Yeah.
what is that supposed to mean?
I think we're to the point in the podcast where I've talked more than any other podcast and I'm just not making sense.
No, it's great. It's excellent. And your huge respect is showing.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Put it away.
Put that away. Now, more people need to have as big of a respect as you, Chris. That's what I've always said.
It's weird. Nice.
Thanks. There's a new voice.
Hooray!
Yay! It's like Kermit.
Oh, yeah. The rainbow.
Rainbow
connection.
And we're back. All right. I've been Matthew Joyous Dab Byers.
I've been Chris with the big respect, O'Brien.
Oh, yes, you have. And this has been our portion of Poor Quality. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
Sorry.
Well, folks, looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song, Gemini, from the album This Is Waker. This particular show has been poor quality, but what else did you expect? With a little scrap of paper folded into two, I tore the first one out, but the second said it.